relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
How brave are you? How brave does anyone have to be in a country that is ostensibly free? This isn't some tin pot dictatorship with the military running the country. There are no slave labor camps as in communist China. If you say the wrong thing, you're not necessarily going to get that 2 a.m. or 6 a.m. knock on the door. But here's a tough question for you. I think for any American. Have you ever, let's just take the last 12 months, let's take the COVID period, the China virus. Did you see the World Health Organization has done a complete Orwell? They're changing the names of all the coronavirus variants to letters of the Greek alphabet. So that, you know, there's no bigotry. So that there'll be wonderful confusion because you know the difference between the epsilon and pi variants, right? You know that one of them's from India and the other one's from Wuhan. It's truly bizarre. Anyway, where was I? In the age of the deadliest export from communist China, in a time where a new administration has enacted a slew, literally more than 100 executive orders that have changed the face of whole sectors of this nation, whether it's the permeability of our southern border, whether it's the energy sector, or whether it's just what we say about the founding of this nation and the values upon which it was built on the day of his inauguration, the cancellation of President Trump's 1776 commission. It's just been 3 months, my friend. In that period, the lockdown, the election, can I say the stealing of the election? I can, we're not on YouTube. The theft of the election. And the last 3 months of radical, truly extremist policies being underwritten and implemented from the most powerful office in the world. Have you, even just once, found yourself censoring yourself? Have you stopped as you're about to say something about the education of your child? Did you stop as you were about to say something about wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, or getting vaccinated or not getting vaccinated? Did you find yourself saying something that you didn't really believe about, oh, I don't know, the election or the economy or the border? Now, I'm not here to judge. There is only one person who will truly judge us, and he knows your heart. No man knows the heart of his fellow man. Only God does, because he knew you in the womb. He made you, and he knows exactly what you believe and what you've done. But if you found yourself, for sometimes understandable reasons, not justifiable, there is a difference between understandable and justifiable, finding yourself having censored yourself, here's my question. Why? I was at Matchlap's home recently for a wonderful, rebellious little party of conservatives. And Matt was in a very interesting mood. He's the chair of the American Conservative Union. He's the man that brings the CPAC every year. And he was in feisty doesn't... Shad, you're my thesaurus. Is there a word that's a little bit like 10% more than feisty, but underneath combative?
I kind of want to go more hyperbolic, though. Maybe like volcanic.
Oh, controlled. How about a volcano with a tappet with a faucet on the top of the crown? Yeah, that's good for Matt. It was a long party. We were outside. It was hot. It was out, and he maintained this feistiness, this robustness. It's this joyous pugilism. Let's say that. A happy pugilism. Why? Because he shared the story of having recently met with a true great American, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson of North Carolina. And he said, they were talking about some issue, and I don't know whether it was his declaration of war against critical race theory or the assault on the Second Amendment. And Matt, who's a devout Catholic, said in the midst of this meeting, it was as if the Holy Spirit just shone a little ray of light onto Mark Robinson. Because Mark Robinson was asked, why are you doing what you're doing? And he said, I'm not going to lie on my deathbed staring at the ceiling and say to myself, I didn't do enough. Wow. Put that in your pocket. File that away. Are you prepared to do things today that when you're on your deathbed, you will regret? What is it you're really afraid of? My father was arrested, tortured, bore the scars of the torture for the rest of his life until he died far, far too early. He was imprisoned. He spent 2 years in solitary, 2 years down a prison coal mine. He thought he would die in prison, only to be liberated by freedom fighters who weren't afraid of being cancelled. Didn't censor themselves. In fact, they picked up guns to liberate their nation. So what about you? Right now, we don't have to pick up guns. We don't have to liberate ourselves from Soviet occupational forces because we have our brethren behind bars in their thousands for political reasons. Oh, we have some. Yeah, we do after January the 6th. So it's creeping. It's creeping. But are you being loyal to the truth? Are you censoring yourself at any occasion over any issue. Because if you are, I ask you, just how deep is your commitment to this nation? Just how deeply do you actually mean that you believe in the values upon which America is and was founded? Now is not the time to second guess. Now is not the time to say, oh, but what would my fellow colleagues say? What would my boss say? What would my friends on Facebook say? Now is the time to be the most loyal, the most robust, and the most upstanding in your attitude to truth that you have ever been in your life. Because if 74 million of us behave in that fashion, it won't be 74 million, it'll be 100 million. And we will take back our country. And there will be no political foe that can defeat us. God bless America. God bless the platform, America First and MAGA. It's up to us, with you. We can do it. Get engaged. This is the Salem Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka. Relief Factor. 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Well, because I've lived it for 2 years now. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for just 2 weeks, and I was pain-free. And I'm still pain-free. That is the experience of tens of thousands of Americans across the country, like Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees did not get a rest. I literally limped to and from bed 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Wow. That could be you. Find out today. It's super easy. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. 800-500-8384. Relief Factor.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You just don't say, not on this show, not for 3 hours, not for anything on Salem, and especially not for anything on the most influential conservative website in the known multiverse. It's Breitbart.com, and the man who explains everything. He's got, I mean, his contact, his Rolodex. Do you guys even know what a Rolodex is at your age, Matt? I don't know. He is the Washington political editor at Breitbart.com, Matt Boyle, and he's in studio.
Dr. Gorka, always a pleasure. Love being here.
He's so measured.
I'm very measured today.
I'm trying to be, you know, the auctioneer, just hype it up a bit, and he's very chill.
Very chill.
He's in a Florida state of mind.
I'm a Florida resident. I moved there in January. So, like, you know, I formally made the shift, but it's been a transition process. But, yeah, I just got back from another few weeks down there, so.
I know why he's really chill. Uh-huh. I know why he's really chill. Because he uses one of Mike Lindell's My Pillows. It's got to be the answer.
I do.
You do?
I do.
See? Yep. I knew it. Yep. I knew it. Yep. Find out for yourself. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, guaranteed for 10 years. He sold 51 million of them. I use them. Matt uses them. President Trump uses them. Get up to 66% off if you use my name, MyPillow.com, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. Up to 66% off if you use my name. But you've got to use the promo code. You know what it is. G-O-R-K-A. Okay, Matt, it's going to be the big story of the day. Even in the last 24 hours, it kind of flipping, flopping, what doing a 180. But we talked about this last week. I don't know if you had a crystal ball. How much trouble is St. Fauchicus Maximus in? Is he going to be chucked under the bus or not?
Well, again, like we said last week, and I didn't even know the emails were coming.
Right. So yeah, sure.
I had no idea. So, but the point is that, again, I've... sources on both sides of Capitol, both parties that were, you know, I started noticing people on the other side, if you will, the left.
Distancing themselves
from Fauci in the wake of revelations that this lab may have played a role in the, which, by the way, they aren't new revelations to us. We've been talking about this for a year, right? I wrote about
President
it in
Trump's
April
been talking
last
about
year.
It.
Right, yeah, President Trump's been talking about it for over a year. We've been talking about it for over a year, but it's new to the establishment media. It seems like, you know, what is that old saying in Massachusetts? I grew up in Massachusetts, hence the Boston Red Sox hat that I always wear. Light dawns on Marblehead, right? Like, it's like, hey, you idiots, you finally figured it out, right? Like, so, of course, this is a very real possibility. It has been since the beginning that this virus leaked from this lab. I don't know if the Chinese deliberately unleashed it or something, but that doesn't matter. If the lab was involved in this virus leak, whether it was deliberate or accidental,
they covered it up.
Or whatever, the Chinese Communist Party covered it up, and they owe damages to the entire rest of the world. So then the question then becomes, there should be a push from the United States Congress. So this is the next thing to start looking for. The Republicans are pushing for investigations. We saw Steve Scalise and James Comer. Comer is the Republican ranking member on the Oversight Committee,
right,
today reiterate a call for the Democrats in the House to open a formal commission, a Wuhan commission, right? Not a January 6th nonsense commission, purely political over, you know, their dumb antics, but over the pandemic, the origins of the pandemic that, took millions of lives and cost trillions of dollars to the world. If it leaked from this lab, then the Chinese Communist Party could be liable, and we could pass... Do you remember the bill that they passed in response to 9/11, where they allowed
the victims
to sue the Saudis?
Yes.
The people who are victims of the pandemic, every business owner, everybody who lost the loved one, etc., should be able to sue the Chinese Communist Party in international court, in American federal court, etc. That is a discussion that needs to start happening in Washington on Capitol Hill. That's something that people are beginning to talk about behind the scenes, and I think it's an idea that you'll start to see really floated out there publicly. Very similar to, again, the victims of 9/11, family members, etc., being able to sue the Saudi government.
That it's a beautiful idea. Way back when President Trump was in the Oval, I had the crazy idea. I thought it was fun to make Mike Flynn the head of the investigative committee. What do you think? To look into Wuhan.
That would have been great.
That would have been so much fun,
right? Like the return of Mike Flynn. He's a great guy. But the and he was a fantastic general. I mean, his book, Field of Fight, is one of the best books out there. Yeah, I interviewed him for an hour about it during the campaign back in 2016. But the point here is that the Chinese Communist Party, squarely in the American people's crosshairs, we can see that they covered this up. We can see that there's something wrong with it. And Fauci is directly involved in helping that.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. So just for the record, let's remember, guys, whether it was deliberate or whether it was an accidental leak, I tell you right now, we will never know. This is a communist dictatorship. Right. Unless there is a defector who's literally got the evidence and lands at Dulles, we're not going to know. But it doesn't matter, because after it was either deliberately or accidentally let out of the lab, the Chinese government knew, and they allowed 300,000 residents of Wuhan to travel the world. to see their relatives and to seed the disease. Afterwards, they said what? Oh, it's the American military who brought the disease to China. I mean, just these insane...
We should call it the Belt and Road virus.
Oh, I like that. The Belt and Road.
So the Belt and Road virus, yes. Because where is the first major country other than China where it spread to? Italy, right. Which was the first G7 country to join the Belt and Road Initiative. They had joined in 2019, and then there were 100,000 workers. You got to talk to Newt Gingrich about this. I did a big interview with him last year about this, from Wuhan, who went home to Wuhan back to Lombardy for Chinese New Year.
In Lombardy, there's still an extant textile industry in Italy, in northern Italy, and many Chinese immigrants moved to work in the textile industry, and that is the flow from China into Europe. Okay, my God, I'm impressed. Hey, this guy knows his stuff. But let's talk about Fauci. The emails from over a year ago talking about this not likely to be an evolutionary development, looks man-made. It looks in the last 24... He looked like he was done. It was toast. It was extra crispy. Last 24 hours, he's getting a lot of fluff work from the mainstream media. Does he look like right now like he's going
to
survive?
Well, he's doing his best to try to turn the establishment media to try to cover it up, and they're not going to ask any of the real questions. We have a list up on Breitbart today of 7 questions that Dr. Fauci needs to answer about this. But more importantly than Dr. Fauci, I don't want to get lost in talking about Dr. Fauci. He's a celebrity doctor who really hasn't accomplished anything in his entire career. But the real focus here needs to be on the President of the United States. That's on Joe Biden himself. Joe Biden closed down Mike Pompeo's investigation into this, the Secretary of State, the former Secretary of State, when he became president. The buck stops on the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, and Joe Biden is personally responsible. Every day that he keeps Anthony Fauci employed by the federal government, he's engaged in a cover-up of the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. Every day that he doesn't take action on this front against the Chinese Communist Party, Joe Biden is personally engaged in a cover-up. And he's scrambling, and you can tell that based off of the statements and actions that President Biden himself has taken.
Yeah, absolutely. We will continue to discuss that. Just another reminder, Fauci gets $413,000 from you every year. Highest paid federal bureaucrat in the United States. But it's interesting. His book has been pulled from Amazon. Maybe he is in trouble. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Breitbart's Matt Boyle after these messages. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
I don't remember what's in that redacted, but the idea, I think, is quite far-fetched that the Chinese deliberately engineered something so that they could kill themselves as well as other people. I think that's a bit far out, John.
Not according to your emails, Dr. Fauci. Hot off the presses, thanks to Matt, just sent to me official statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States. The correspondence between Dr. Fauci and China speaks too loudly for anyone to ignore. China should pay $10 trillion to America and the world for the death and destruction they have caused. I think that's a pretty fair estimate. We will be back with Matt momentarily, but first things first, let's hear one of the campers from the Angel Tree Prison Fellowship Program called Savannah.
I'm Savannah, and I'm spending my 13th birthday at Angel Tree Camp. I've been coming here for 5 years, and my favorite part about Angel Tree Camp is going to the lake and the pool, and it makes you feel like you could be comfortable with the people around you, like you could have fun and learn about God at the same time.
That is what it's all about. Children who've lost a mother or father to the prison system going to a safe, Christ-centric summer camp, thanks to you. Please support them now with a donation in any amount. It is truly, truly godly work. Go to sebgorka.com, click on the Angel Tree banner. $200 pays for a girl like Savannah for a whole week at the safe Angel Tree camp. Or you can call them on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. Sebgorka.com and the Angel Tree banner. God bless all of you who have donated and who are donating right now. Matt Boyle, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Give us an update from the Hill. I get conflicting reports about H.R. 1, the Senate version. Is it dead? Is it alive? What about Schumer's China bill? Give us you've heard.
Yeah, and just really quick on that Trump statement. If President Biden doesn't echo President Trump in the next 24 hours, that is another sign that he's engaged in a cover-up. The buck stops on the Resolute desk. And President Biden needs to call for China to pay $10 trillion to the world.
Unless he's taking a nap.
Unless he's taking a nap, or he's on the take from the Chinese Communist Party. Right? Like, so,
No. The big man just gets a cut.
He gets 10%.
The big guy gets 10%. It's Hunter who's on the payroll. Right.
So on the Capitol Hill, H.R. 1's dead. It's not going anywhere. Yeah, no, they don't have the votes for it. Joe Manchin's against it.
Is that because the filibuster?
Kyrsten Sinema's against it. Another half dozen or so. There's a report the other day that there's another half dozen or so Democrat senators who have problems with it. If they can't even get their own house in order, never mind getting the whole rest of them. They can't do that through reconciliation.
Does that surprise you?
So they need 10 Republicans to get on board with it. They'll never get that.
Matt, does that surprise you?
No, because it's such a radical plan that even so-called moderate Democrats have to, for appearance's sake, oppose it, right? Like, and so, look, I mean, I have severe disagreements with people like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, but they are they are consistent in their positions, right? Like, at least in the public positions that they will be opposed to that. As for Schumer's China bill, here's the drill. There was a 60 vote threshold on a manager's amendment package that last week before they went out for the Memorial Day recess. That had 18 Republicans vote for it. If 9 of those Republicans flip back against it, this is the Senator Johnson interview that I was telling you about that we put out yesterday on Breitbart. If 9 of those Republicans flip back against it, and Senator Johnson is hopeful that he thinks he can possibly pull that off. If 9 Republicans flip against it on the next 60 vote threshold this coming Tuesday, then Senator Schumer's China bill, which isn't really a China bill.
What is it?
They're going to spend $250 billion in the National Science Foundation and other research and investment and development projects here in the United States. But there's nothing in the bill that protects it from falling right back into the hands of the Chinese Communist Party. We've seen all these professors, like Harvard professors, etc., getting arrested for leaking and selling our secrets to China. There's nothing in there that protects it from doing that. So it's meant to counter the China Made in China 2025 plan from the CCP. But the point here is that, if 9 Republicans flip back against it, and Senator Johnson is very hopeful that this can happen, and Senator Mike Lee and some of these other guys are helping lead the way, Senator Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, Marco Rubio, these guys are all fighting this. So if they can flip 9 of those 18 back, then they won't have the votes to get it through. We'll see what happens next week, but for the broader Biden agenda, the Democrat agenda, the nastiness of this fight is not playing out well.
It's not as bad as they would have you believe it is. Follow this man, read his articles, bookmark Breitbart.com. We're posting the 7 questions Fauci has to answer right now on our Twitter and Facebook pages. Thank you, Matt Boyle. This is America First, taking your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
For many Americans, Father's Day is a day to celebrate. For many others, it's just a day to get through. Why? Because Father's Day hurts if you don't have a father. The facts are clear. Fatherlessness drives bad outcomes across our nation, from teen pregnancies to incarceration. An astounding 85% of youths in prison come from fatherless homes. That's 20 times the national average. But there's a path forward from the great, truly grim statistics. That's why I recommend you watch an amazing new movie, the powerful film The Streets Were My Father. The film shows the journey of three inner-city Chicago men from fatherlessness to gangs, and from life in prison to prison ministry programs that set them on the road to redemption and lives as productive members of society. To see this powerful and inspirational film, you can stream it or order DVDs at salemnow.com. Buy copies for those who don't have a father or who don't believe in the power of God to change their lives. The movie, The Streets Were My Father. Get it today. Watch it today. Just the last 5 minutes. I don't think you'll see anything like that in any other film. SalemNow.com. Taking your calls here on America First, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. What is it with liberals? Mike, you called in. You called in. And I was going to take your call, you crazy. But you can't. You have no staying power. You're a bunch of cuckolds. I mean, what? Could you imagine being married to Michael or whatever his real name is? Hey, honey. Are you interested? Oh, sorry, I'm going to sleep. I mean, this is the. What is it? Is it just too much soy in your latte, Michael? You have no staying power. It's sad. No, it's actually funny. Let's go to Pepe, line one, El Paso. Great to hear from you, Pepe.
Buenas tardes, Dr. Gorka.
Buenas tardes. What brings you to our shores today?
Well, I unlike your caller, I do have staying power, and I like cold milk in my coffee.
No soy lattes for Pepe, am I right?
Absolutely. And a big fat steak.
Oh my gosh, I just had to last night. When they attacked our beef supplier, I said, I'm going to go home, and I bought myself a very nice New York strip, cooked it myself to perfection. Maybe I gave a little bit to my dogs. It was delightful, delightful.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for taking my call. And I wanted, first of all, to commend you for that opening monologue. It was fantastic.
Thank you, brother.
And I actually stayed on because, as luck would have it, I was doing some studies at night on my own. And I came across a quote that I think that you might find apropos for your monologue. And it goes like this. Not to oppose error is to approve it. Not to defend truth is to suppress it. And indeed, to neglect to confound evil men when we can do it is no less a sin than to encourage them. That's from Pope St. Felix III. You were asking how brave are we ready to be? How brave are we? I think it's time that we get up and take arms figuratively to, you know, all of the assails from this government. From the just deplorable situation on the border, which we are living here, to, you know, relationships with other countries, with our economy, with, you know, the woke culture. This can't go very far. You know, you're talking about, you know, President Biden just being idle. I don't think he's idle. He's complicit. So I just thought that it might be a good call for all of those who are sitting down and just thinking about doing things to actually get up and actually do something.
I couldn't agree more. It makes me think of that famous line from Solzhenitsyn, where all that we need to do for evil to win is to give in to living the lie. If you live the lie, if you acquiesce to the lie, then they've already won. Will you tell us, Pepe, what's it like in El Paso? Forget, you know, the media. What is the general sense among the people where you are? What do they think about the last 3 months on the border?
I will tell you, Doctor, I kind of have, without going into a lot of detail, aside from what I do at work, of course, a little ad hoc group that I'm putting together some of whom are becoming very active, people are mad. We obviously we're getting fed the same BS from the media here locally. You know, I was telling my mother to stop looking at watching the news because, you know, they were talking about the situation on the border with all the children and how, you know, how great it was and how welcoming we should be. I can tell you firsthand, that is a deplorable and disgusting situation, which I don't know how long we're going to be able to withstand this. And,
did she see the footage of the crying 10-year-old boy with the teddy bear?
Of course.
And what did she say?
She almost cried. She's basically, I can't believe that, you know, that's happening here. But in general, you know, the people, I think, here in our area, you know, we keep talking about the southern border and Florida, how it's turning red. You know what? There's a very strong undercurrent now here in the area that, you know, I've got people that I know, without going into a lot of detail again, that are attending, you know, for example, the audits in Arizona, traveling to Georgia, becoming involved with the situation, not just, you know, like the quote says, you know, not to oppose error is to approve it.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to sit by and just sit there and watch things happen. We're starting to actually move and do things.
And look, what did it take for him to do that? Nothing. Just organize yourselves. Pepe, God bless you for your day job, keeping all Americans safe. Thank you for this new initiative. Stay on the line. Guys, Mr. G, let's send Pepe half a dozen copies of The War for America's Soul that he can distribute, signed copies amongst his new group there that are just getting engaged to save this country. Be more like Pepe. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Don't forget our website, sebgorka.com, and our new store for all America First merchandise. If you want to be proud in your America First attitude, go to sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Now more than ever, it's vital to support companies and organizations that share our conservative values. Companies like Patriot Mobile, who still and always will share your values. Cellular service is not just about connecting people. It's about caring, sharing, and supporting conservative organizations that you support every day, such as veterans, first responders, Christian organizations, groups that support the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and so much more. With a U.S.-based customer service team that is rated super high and plans to fit all budgets, it's easy to switch, save, and support. You can even keep your old cell number. Patriot has the same cell phone tower presence, so you get the same dependable national wireless coverage with no difference. And at Patriot Mobile, they always stand for the flag. Go today, make the jump. 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Join the good guys. They're on your side. They share your values. Don't fund the other side. 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/Gorka.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and The Streets Were My Father.
As the war against small business owners continues, only one group is fighting back, the Job Creators Network. This week, JCN filed suit against Major League Baseball for the immediate return of the All-Star Game to Atlanta or pay $100 million in damages. Meanwhile, Biden continues to push for massive tax increases, and all of them will hurt small businesses. The Job Creators Network is working hard to fight these attacks, and they're looking for a few good men and women to join their Small Business Advocacy and Advisors program. They'll train you, help you get your op-eds published, and get TV appearances on your local news stations. In short, their crackerjack team will prepare you to be a leader to fight for small businesses in your community, your state, and the country you love. Go to joinjcn.com now to learn more. It's the Job Creators Network, and the URL is joinjcn.com. Do it today. Let's go to your calls. Matt, line 3, North Carolina. Welcome to America First, Matt.
Yes, sir, Dr. Gorka. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I wanted to point out something. On an earlier show, which I told Mr. G, I heard a stupid stuff from a caller that said, let's dust off some Tomahawk missiles and launch them at China. Isn't that crazy with a weakling in a White House?
Not on my show you didn't hear that.
No. I didn't say your show. I said a previous show, sir.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
That's stupid because we have a weakling in the White House.
Somebody said we should launch missiles against China.
A caller said dust them off and launch them at China with that weakling in the White House. I'm as mad as you are. I want your expert opinion on this nonsense.
Matt, thank you for the call. I don't have an opinion. I just have to laugh. That's absurd. Number one, let's be clear about this. Biden isn't going to do anything about China, ever. His son got $1.4 billion from the National Bank of Communist China when he was vice president, just after Hunter Biden had traveled with him to China on Air Force Two, the official jet for the vice president. The idea that we will do anything that is required with our most strategic enemy is out of the question. And that's why this Sunday, we're going to give you everything you need to know. I am dedicating the full hour of my Newsmax show to the corruption of the Biden family and the Biden administration. Everything, the truth you need to know about the laptop, the secret deals with the Ukraine, with China, what Hunter Biden did in Cafe Milano with his father when he was vice president. Sunday, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Download the Newsmax app for free right now. Everything you need to know about the Biden corruption. Newsmax, the Gorka reality check, this Sunday, 7 p.m. Next hour, Victor Davis Hanson.